Good evening. If I were to ask you what your favorite book of the Bible was, what would you say? I'm sure we would get a variety of different answers with that. This past March, I asked a bunch of men at my congregation what their favorite was. Every third Wednesday of the month, we take a break from our normal classes, and men have the chance to lead songs and give talks. And so I was put in charge of that. And I had them talk about what their favorite book of the Bible was. And so some picked the book of Acts, one person picked Proverbs, one picked the Gospel of John, and someone else picked the book of James. But to my surprise, not one person picked the book of Leviticus. Can you believe that? That's what we're going to be talking about this evening. When you think about people's favorite book, Leviticus is usually the last one to come to mind. In fact, when I told Rick I was preaching this lesson, he says, he basically called me an idiot for doing this. But Leviticus is a book I've spent a lot of time with this past year, and mostly because of that reason, people typically do not enjoy reading this book. They find it burdensome, they find it hard to apply to their life. And so my goal for this evening is to help you see the value of studying this book. And maybe even make it your new favorite book. Who knows? That would be cool. But let me just start off by giving you a few reasons why we need to study this book. Did you know that Leviticus is the most inspired book of the Bible? What I mean by that is it claims inspiration more frequently than any other book of the Bible. If you just glance through the book, almost every chapter begins with, "And God spoke to Moses," "And God spoke to Moses." And so, what a privilege it is any time we have the opportunity to hear God speak for himself. Another reason